When did the stair handrail become your new best friend? It's time to call Joint Relief Institute. Fast, safe, FDA approved, covered by Medicare, 708-888-0000.
Time for extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Quinn Myers with our stories this morning. Let's start in Bucktown, Quinn, and that sliver of land along the Kennedy has been reborn, hasn't it?
It has. Good morning, Bob. This is a great summer story. So Bucktown Mayor Ian Kibbe, he lives in one of those houses right along the Kennedy Expressway. You see them when you're driving downtown. He lives next to the highway, and he's got this kind of vacant stretch of IDOT land right next to his house. So a few years ago, he started seeding and maintaining a native prairie garden, only native plants in the plot. Since attracted bumblebees, yellowtail, swallowtail, butterflies, all kinds of animals. And it's a couple thousand square feet now. So it's got this, you know, this little oasis in this kind of urban landscape, this big prairie that he has created. He's now trying to go through the proper channels to basically make it legit, because he's technically not allowed to be on the state-owned land. However, he has gotten the backing of the local alderman. He's going to work with some neighborhood groups to possibly get legitimate access and continue to steward the prairie that he has maintained. So it's a pretty fun neighbor story about someone trying to make just a small bit of difference in the world.
Yeah, good for him. I like that the 400 Theater on North Sheridan is back. New ownership, huh?
New ownership. So this is the new 400. A lot of people will be familiar. I didn't notice it was apparently the oldest movie theater in the city when it closed in 2023. It had been open 111 years. That goes back to the very beginning of when movies were even invented, right? And it was really one of the last independent cinemas in Chicago. Well, it sold to new ownership, and now the new owner is bringing it back. It's going to reopen this month, and they're going to show about five new releases every month, and then, you know, a whole range of older classics and kind of second-run films. But this is great news for the Rogers Park area. Great news for moviegoers in Chicago. You know, we have no shortage of awesome movie theaters with the Music Box and the Fiscal. So this is another feather in our cap.
Yes, it is. 6746 North Sheridan Road, the 400 Theater. And finally, let's talk about the legacy of Emmett Till in Brownsville.
Yeah, so this is pretty amazing. Emmett Till would only be 85 this year, which was very surprising to me. Of course, he was the teenager, 14 years old in 1955. He was lynched in Mississippi, and this kind of helped galvanize the civil rights movement and really led to larger conversations and protests about desegregation. And so this is a group art exhibit at the Blanc Gallery in Brownsville. It's called From Memory to Movement, Emmett at 85. It includes a whole range of not just the paintings of Emmett Till, but mixed media photographs, collages, really trying to cement his legacy and kind of humanize him beyond, you know, the headlines and the history. And there's a big closing ceremony this weekend with lots of performances, DJs, and all the artists will be there as well. So something pretty cool to check out if you're into that stretch of Chicago history.
All the information on that and everything we talked about at blockclubchicago.org. Quinn Myers, thank you, Quinn. Talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Bob. Have a good one.
You too.